Hello, this is Ryan from The Thing You're Currently Watching. Please enjoy this pitch meeting for The Boss Baby that I made several years ago, and then stick around after because I just might talk about it. While you're doing that, I'm going to draw a baby.
So you have a pitch for a kid's movie? Yes, sir, I do. It's called The Boss Baby. But babies aren't bosses. Nope, they're not. But in this movie, there's a baby that is a boss. But you are blowing my mind right now. You need a minute? Yeah, maybe just a minute. Okay, so the baby is a boss. Yeah, he's got a little suit and a little briefcase and a really deep voice. Why does he have a deep voice? Because he's the boss. Yeah, but men get deeper voices during puberty when their larynx grows thicker and larger. Yeah, he's the boss though, so he needs a deep voice. So you're saying that physically he's a baby in every way, but he's got like a man throat? Yeah, I guess so. Okay, just checking. So anyway, the boss baby's in middle management at Baby Corps and he infiltrates this family.
Wait, Baby Corps?
Yeah, when babies are made, they're either sent into families or they work at the Baby Corporation. What kind of company is it? It's like a business company. But what do they sell? Like, what's their product or service? I guess the product is the babies themselves. So they sell children. Well, yeah, but it's much cuter than that. Like, the babies are very concerned that puppies are getting more love than they are. They've got, like, love charts and stuff. Oh, so, like, instead of dealing in money, they deal in love. Well, not exactly, because the boss baby's gonna have, like, a lot of money. He's very rich. So they are making money off of these babies. Somehow, yes. So they sell children. Well, we're not gonna call it that because I feel like that might have some human rights implications, but they make money off the distribution of babies. Right, but in a cute way. Sure. Also, because it's babies selling babies, it's probably okay. Maybe. So anyway, what's the story about? Well, Boss Baby goes into this family where there's a 7-year-old named Tim, and Tim is not happy about that.
How come?
He's mad that the Boss Baby is stealing his parents' affection. And he's also freaked out about the fact that he has a briefcase and wears a suit all the time. The parents don't seem concerned about all that. They do not.
Huh.
So anyway, Tim finds out that the Boss Baby can talk, so he's like, what? And then we're gonna have a bunch of business jokes.
Nice.
Yeah, you know how kids these days respond really well to business jokes? Do you have an example of a funny scene? Well, for example, we'll have Tim spy on the boss baby as he's trying to run a meeting with other babies.
Oh, boss baby meets with other babies?
Yeah, but it doesn't go well for him.
How come?
Well, he's meeting with a bunch of babies, so they're all super incompetent.
But he's a baby.
Yeah, but these babies won't have any of his skills for some reason.
Oh.
Anyway, we find out that the puppies getting too much love thing is a serious problem for the baby business.
Oh no.
Yeah, and apparently a company called Puppy Co. that Tim's parents work for are launching a new type of dog in Las Vegas. They're launching a new type of dog?
Exactly.
What does that even mean? Like, they made a new dog and they're having a product launch.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I know. Why do you sound so proud about that? Because at the end of the film, we're gonna reveal that this whole movie was just Tim telling his daughter his super imaginative recollection of how his baby brother came into the family. Oh, so nothing in the movie actually has to make sense. Exactly, so I basically gave myself a free pass to write literally anything I wanted.
Amazing.
Yeah, so the script is gonna contradict itself, it's gonna have world building that falls apart if you think about it even a little bit.
Wow.
And it's gonna be very unclear what's real and what's not.
And it's all okay.
It's all okay because it's not real and nothing matters.
That's very smart,
right? Either that or very lazy.
No, it's very smart.
Okay. Anyway, so Boss Baby and Tim start working together. Because if they find some info on the new puppy, Boss Baby can finish his job and leave the family.
So what do?
Well, they go to this Bring Your Kids to Work Day at Puppy Co. But then they discover that the CEO wants to use this formula that keeps Boss Baby a baby to create a forever puppy to boost sales and put the babies out of business. None of that makes much sense at all.
Nope, doesn't have to.
What would happen if the babies got put out of business? Like, there'd be no more babies?
I guess.
Humans would just love puppies so much that they wouldn't want to have babies anymore. Essentially, yeah. The human race would come to an end because now there are puppies that don't age.
That's what we're going with.
All right. Anyway, so the bad guy kidnaps Tim's parents and brings them to Vegas. So, you know, Tim and Boss Baby have to find a way there too.
Is that going
to
be hard for them to do?
No, it's going to be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
How so?
Well, they pretend to be an Elvis impersonator, so the Elvis impersonator working at the airport just lets them in.
Why is there an Elvis working at the—
Doesn't have to make sense. Right, I keep trying to make sense of the stuff you're saying.
You gotta stop doing that.
Yeah, I'll try. Anyway, so they manage to stop the bad guy before he can launch all the forever puppies. And so he falls into a vat of formula and turns into a baby himself.
That is horrifying.
It's pretty terrifying, yeah. What happens to all the forever puppies?
What do you mean?
Well, they're still alive, right? Are they gonna be adopted? No, because if they did, the babies would get less love, remember?
Right, so does that mean that the puppies are gonna die?
Well, I mean, we're not gonna go that far, but I guess they'd either have to die or be homeless for the babies to stay in business.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, nothing matters.
Exactly, nothing makes sense and nothing matters.
So it's all good.
All good.
So what do you think? Well, I think people will enjoy it despite its flaws, so
What the hell, let's make it.
Great. I mean, we shouldn't expect any Oscar nominations on a project like this, but it'll be a fun little movie.
There you go, that's what I looked like as a baby. Cute as a button, and I loved to drink blood. So my pitch meeting for the Oscar-nominated movie The Boss Baby was the 12th pitch meeting I ever made. And I will say this was kind of a weird one to make because this is one of those movies where the whole movie is a story being told to somebody else. That kind of setup for a movie usually puts me out of business because it does a good job of covering things that don't make sense. You could be like, oh no, that's just how that person imagines it. That's what you can say, and you could say it in that voice if you like. I didn't do a pitch meeting for 300 for a long time for the same reason. That whole movie is a story that a character is telling to some soldiers to hype them up for a battle, and that's why things are so over the top and exaggerated. Don't know why that guy decided to keep in the part of the creeper doing it to Leonidas's wife. That probably could have left that out. So anyway, I think the only way I was able to make a pitch meeting for The Boss Baby was to reference that fact. I don't like that I called it lazy. It's just a different form of storytelling, although a bit more logical consistency would have been nice. Writing's not an easy thing to do, unless you're using ChatGPT. Which, hey, studios, don't be doing that. Also, I don't know why in some earlier pitch meetings I was like, hey, maybe writer guy wears a different brown jacket sometimes. Why? Why?
Why? Why?
All right, it's rewrite Google docking time.
I tell you, movie magic is getting out of control. I'm in a circle in front of a Google document. It's mind-blowing, really. It's going too far. So this is my original script for The Boss Baby. So what jumps out to me right off the bat is this long section that I'm highlighting in blue that is all about the fact that, hey, this company sells babies. And that's kind of weird. This is really long, but I also kind of like how it just keeps coming back to writer guy needing to admit that, yeah, okay, this company sells children. So although I would probably trim this down if I were writing it today, I don't hate it. But I do think there's like an alternate angle to this that I could have approached it by, and maybe I would have done this more today. Instead of having producer guy try to wrap his head around it, I think I would have him like understand it right away, but in the messed up way, and be happy about it. And then have the writer guy try to backpedal and be like, wait, no. So the way I would do this is to delete this big section. Bam, it's gone. That's the sound you have to make when you delete big chunks of text. They don't teach you that in writing school, but it helps. So first off, writer guy would have to explain the base concept of baby corp. Well, so when babies are born, they're either delivered to families or they work at this baby corp company, right? And then producer guy would say,
So they sell babies?
Well, not exactly.
Human trafficking is tight.
Whoa, no.
Oh, they don't sell babies?
Well, no. Oh, yeah, they kinda do.
Selling babies is tight.
Okay, let's just move past this. And since this new human trafficking joke takes place in, like, the first minute, it's something I can make references to later in the script. Instead of producer guy calling the company by its actual name, I would have him say, so what does the human trafficking company do next? Callbacks. Callbacks. Another thing, as I keep mentioning, I don't like that in these early pitch meetings I said that certain things were lazy. It's a little too much. There is another way to make this point work, though. So this is in reference to the fact that this is a story being told, and therefore a lot of stuff in this movie doesn't make sense at all if you think about it even a little bit. Rather than calling it lazy, I think a less mean version of this would be, producer guy would say, that's a very smart strategy. Writer guy would say, right? It saved me a ton of work. And producer guy could say, wow, so I guess I should take back some of the money I paid you. And then I could either have writer guy try to backpedal or just be like, oh, dang it. Then speaking of the callback thing I referenced earlier, there's an opportunity here at the end to bring that back. When the writer guy asks, what do you think? Well, I think it's great. It's about time there was a good human trafficking movie for children. And then I'd have writer guy go, nope, callbacks work well.
That's the Google docking time done. Now it's question time. Why'd you include the camera shake in these earlier episodes? So for years before I started doing green screen stuff, I was shooting actual things in actual locations. And there was a part of me that felt kind of weird and cheap to start doing green screen stuff. It didn't feel like I was living up to filmmakers that I don't know, it felt weird. So in early videos, I would try to overcompensate a little bit to add some production value, despite the fact that I was just shooting on a green screen. So I would always add the weird camera shake that I found out later I wasn't using properly. And on a lot of my videos, I would also add lens flares, as if that was like, people would be, I didn't think people would be fooled, but I figured they would be like, oh, he put in some effort. I just came to realize nobody really cares about that stuff. And in fact, it can be pretty distracting. Question, at any given time, how many of your projects are in the in-progress stage? The answer, up until very recently, was always just one. I just like to focus on one idea and bang it out from A to Z till it's banged out from A to Z. But now, right now, as I'm preparing for the upcoming birth of my daughter, I'm trying to stockpile videos, because that's the thing when you're a YouTuber, you gotta work harder before the baby comes if you want to give yourself any time off when your baby arrives. I'm very tired right now. But luckily, I'm gonna get a lot of sleep when the baby arrives, so I'm not too worried about that.
Hey, future Ryan here, cutting in with a little correction. Since recording that, my daughter was born and I was wrong.
Hey Ryan, I have the same condition. Can you tell me your favorite brand of chocolate? This is in reference to a couple of videos ago when I explained that my condition where I enjoy eating chocolate and therefore have put on a few pounds over the years. Cadbury's my go-to. Anything by Cadbury. They do something special to their chocolates. I don't know what it is. They taste different and they're good. They're good. Many kind words. Kind words, kind words, kind words, kind words. More kind words and some more kind words. Kindly wordling words to your kind words while kindling wordy words for the kindest wording. Thank you, many wind chords. That was nice. Okay, thanks for watching. Leave your questions down below, please. Thank you. Bye.